Day about the actions in the tax plan, Governor Snyder's tax plan passing out of the House yesterday, and just get your reaction to the activity yesterday to start with.
Sure. There were some changes in the tax plan that came back to us from the Senate, and the one of the changes was to reinstate the earned income tax credit, but at a 6% rate. I mean, it is about a third of the size that it was, it currently is anyway, but I really felt that was insufficient activity and to take care of the money that would be, that would cost. The governor and the Senate decided that they were going to reduce the property tax credit that the income tax provides to Michigan residents. So essentially what they did is they increased taxes on middle-class Michiganders again and decided to keep a little bit of a credit for low-income working families in the state of Michigan. And again, this is really not necessary. It appears that on Monday we're going to hear from the Revenue Estimating Conference that we're going to predict anyway that on October 1st we'll have about $760 million extra dollars in our available to us in the budget year going forward. And that makes it even clearer that there's no reason for the education cuts, and there certainly are no reason for these tax increases that are being placed on Michigan, on the Michigan middle class.
Well, that number that at the Revenue Estimating Conference is a little higher than I had heard. You probably have better information than I do. That you think negates some of what happened yesterday, that you're saying it didn't need to happen?
I think it didn't need to happen. I know that the governor has indicated that they may, in the Senate, take some of this extra money, at least money that's available on October 1st, and try to restore some of the cuts to the education system, but also to put some money into the rainy day fund. I also have heard that somebody is going to testify that that money is not really there because there's going to be a bigger hit on this on us as in relation to this business tax cut that the governor put out, and we're going to need that money to pay for it. So, I mean,
yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine until Monday, but I think that I'm hearing these reports on a regular basis, so, you know, after a while, they start to get a little credibility anyway. So I think there'll be a surplus. It'll probably be somewhere between $500 million and $760 million, and the governor's probably not going to want to use it to restore the education cuts that are out there, at least not entirely.
Well, and as you said, when you keep hearing the same thing, it starts to take on a little more credibility. And we have been cautioned as well, though, that this is an estimate. So,
yes, but you know, I mean, in one sense, that's a little bit disingenuous because we create budgets on estimates. I mean, our budget every year is based on estimates, and it's required by law to be based on what comes out of the revenue estimating conferences. And the reason that we have three conferences before the due date for the budget is so that when we get to October 1st, we have a much, much better idea of how the economy is performing. I mean, it's great to have this budget done early, and I think we've tried to do that every year I've been here and without much success, candidly. But one of the reasons that we don't pass a budget in February is because by law, we have this revenue estimating conference in May, which gives us better figures. You know, we've just come off a revenue estimating conference in January. And then there's another one in early September so that on October 1st, we have the best information that we possibly can have. And by law, we're required to adjust the existing budget based on those numbers. So we may pass this budget on May 31st as the governor wants, based on this May estimating conference, and in September, we're going to be having something back in front of us to rely on the new numbers that we're receiving. But, you know, this governor is probably the first governor since about 1999 where the revenue estimating conference is actually predicting higher than predicted revenues. So he's kind of lucky that he's in the spot he is at this point in time.
Well, I do think that's giving him a help, isn't it? I would agree with you there. What about what is being called a deal, and I'm using quotation marks, you can't see me because it's radio, between Senator Gretchen Whitmer and Senate Majority Leader Richardville to reinstate or to restore some of the credits for per student?
Well, you know, I think that, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, Gretchen had said at one point that, you know, she'd vote for the governor's budget if he would restore education cuts. And I think that's, you know, that's a worthy goal, is to get those education cuts restored, because they're not necessary. But, I'm not sure, her deal, carries forward to the other members of her caucus, number one. But it's certainly, that would be a Senate deal, not a House deal. We don't believe that any cut to education is necessary at this point in time. And we've taken that stand, and we're going to continue to take that stand, because it's not necessary. Well, these surpluses are proving it.
Well, I was going to say, and you're not alone in echoing those remarks. With the reinstatement of the EITC, Earned Income Tax Credit, even though it's a third of its original size, was that a sign to you of some compromise of listening to the people?
I think there's some pressure that has been brought on the governor. The governor is, brand spanking new in politics, and I'm not so sure he understood exactly what the public policy background of the EITC was and how that money is spent. You know, you may have believed that, it's just a giveaway to folks who aren't working, but, people who don't work don't get it. It's about rewarding low-income workers. You know, somebody who might work and trying to raise a family working at McDonald's, would qualify for something like this. It's a little bit of extra money. I mean, it's never, a whole lot. If you're a single person, it's like $93 for a year. And if you have a family, it can be more substantial than that, but it's still not a lot of money. You know, it's maybe an extra $100 a month that you're going to, that'll help you get by and, buy clothes. And it's spent in small businesses across the state of Michigan. So it's actually the right way to distribute this money. It's not about a giveaway. It's about something you earn. And that's why it's called the Earned Income Tax Credit.
Well, and you and I have discussed this program before. What is next? What's next in front of you?
Well, we'll see what happens in the Senate with this these education cuts that passed out of the House, which were pretty substantial. And I'm not sure there's strong support on the Republican side of the aisle, even in the Senate, for these kind of cuts. If Gretchen can get a little more money in there, and she's essentially given up her vote to get there, I think that, that tells you that it's a high priority for her. But it is a high priority for everybody, because I think that's the thing that businesses look for when they come into a state, a highly educated workforce. And in Michigan in particular, we have, a history of making education a top priority. And we've done that since the beginning of our state with the higher education system that we created back in the 1800s, which has gone forward, is a commitment by the state to education and public education of our citizens, because, ultimately that makes for a safe, a happy, and a wealthy population. And, I think we're kind of getting away from it anyway, in this new budget proposal.
Well, Mark, I appreciate your time so much tonight, as always, in your perspective. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Democratic Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Lansing area weather forecast calls for a low of 54 tonight. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Cloudy sky Saturday with more rain and possible thunderstorms. High 63 and a low of 47 Saturday night with wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Another breezy, rainy, and cloudy day Sunday with a high near 53 and a low around 41. More Fritz and Friends after these messages. 1320 WILS.